This principle of detaching ourselves from outcome, along with having infinite patience, is really essential to your manifestation process. It is inconsistent with what we have a tendency to think is the way things should be working. Because if I do everything that I'm supposed to, if I follow all of these principles and I set down all of the rules and I get it all organized, then I expect that I'll have results. That's the time in our lives that I referred to earlier in the very first principle of being the warrior, going from the athlete to the warrior. That's the time in our lives when we set our goals. And there's nothing wrong with setting goals. I've written about it and talked about it on many programs right here at Nightingale Conant and in many of my books. But the idea of thinking that setting goals and then just going about and having them show up is still the thinking that keeps us sort of stuck back at the warrior phase of our development. It inhibits us from moving to higher places. Higher places wherein we can begin to manage the coincidences of our lives, which sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? If it's a coincidence, you can't manage it. If you're managing it, then it's not a coincidence. But when you begin to transcend some of these paradoxes, when you reach a higher level. So setting goals is one thing, and it's something that we do in the earlier stages of our spiritual development. And we continue to do it. And these stages that I talked about earlier are not things that we go into and then never go back to. We go back, we come out of it, we go back. We're always moving in and out of these stages. The question is, what is my primary emphasis? Is my primary emphasis not only on setting goals, but in falling in love with those goals and then insisting that those goals show up when I want them to show up? That is inconsistent with manifestation and with spirituality and higher consciousness. What you have to do is have your goals, which is what a tomato seed is. It's really a goal for tomatoes. But you have to then relax and turn your thoughts and your ideas and your consciousness and your awareness to your own purpose and know in your heart that it will manifest. You see, the key to relaxing about what it is that you would like to see manifested is the certainty of the outcome. If you have a certainty, as it says in the Course in Miracles, if you have a certainty of the outcome, patience is easy. If you are uncertain of the outcome, if you're not sure how it's going to work out, or if things are going to fall into place the way you would like them to, if you have that uncertainty, then you will not be able to be patient. So patience, infinite patience, is really like a trusting in God. And when you trust in God, you're trusting in the wisdom that created you. And when you trust in the wisdom that created you, you're trusting in yourself as well. Because you can never be separate from that wisdom. So patience and trust and awareness and higher consciousness are absolutely essential. And when you go to that place, when you do the meditation, and when you make what we call conscious contact with your higher self and with God, when you make that conscious contact, you shift from a belief in God or a knowing about God to knowing God. There's a very big difference between knowing about God and knowing God. Knowing about God is a belief. Knowing God is conscious contact. It's direct inner knowing. And so you make this inner contact and you have a certainty about what it is that you want to manifest. And that desire that you have is consistent with all nine of these principles. That it is based on unconditional love and it's based on the power of attraction. And it's based on your higher awareness, and it's based on generosity and service and kindness. And then you are absolutely certain. And then you're able to detach because you're not really concerned about how it's going to show up. You see, your job in this whole business of manifesting, your job is not to say how and when. Your job is to say yes. Just yes. And then you let the how and the when take over. Now, when I say this, I know immediately what the ego part of us starts to think. I want it now, but I have to have it this way. But if I don't get it pretty soon, then I'm going to go broke. And then if this doesn't show up over here, then I'm going to have to go on welfare. And if I have to go on welfare, then and your mind starts playing all of these games about how terrible things are going to be if the person that you want to manifest doesn't show up the way you want him to show up, or if the child that you expect to have isn't showing up on time, or if the finances, or if the job, or whatever. And there's this push and this anxiety and this stress, which is based on fear and based on distrust. But you know, when you have this knowing, as it says in the Course, when you have this certainty, great things have no fear of time. You see, the universal intelligence doesn't operate in the parameters of time. Time is just our way of carving up the oneness.